With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW The Rock of Seattle. If you missed it this morning, big announcement. KISW presenting Metallica at CenturyLink Field on Wednesday, August 9th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through LiveNation.com. Now, if you want pre-sale tickets, you want to get them before you can buy them, sign up for the Rockaholic transmission by midnight on Wednesday, and you'll get yourself an exclusive pre-sale code. If you want more info, go to KISW.com. Just got all the details. And don't forget, this morning at 7:15, bassist Robert Trujillo joins us to talk Metallica.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. Yeah. You can do it. Yeah. I have a feeling a lot of rockaholics out there are already pumped up due to this concert announcement.
Yeah.
So let's get right to our contestant today. We've got Avery in Everett. Avery, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Well, he's playing for Metallica tickets.
Yeah.
Happening at CenturyLink Field on August 9th, courtesy of Live Nation. Go to KISW.com for all the details, and tickets for the show will be available this Friday through LiveNation.com at 10 a.m.
All right. Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Avery will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Avery, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Go ahead.
In April 2016, AC/DC announced that which singer would replace Brian Johnson on tour?
Ooh, pass.
Let's Dance was an 83 album by which artist?
Pass.
What film's title character was the only one who could see a giant rabbit named Frank?
That's Donnie Darko.
Yes, oil wrestling is the national sport of which country?
Thailand.
No.
Korea. North Korea.
No. Which short story character slept for 20 years?
Can you say that again?
Which short story character slept for 20 years?
Cinderella?
No.
Pass.
What color blazer is presented to the Masters golf
Green.
Winner? Yes. What is the traditional meat in a Reuben sandwich?
Roast beef.
No.
Pulled pork.
No.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Corned beef.
Yes. What actress shaved her head for her role in the
Britney
movie?
Spears.
No.
Damn it.
1, 2, 3, correct. Yeah. You might have been able to get it if I finished the question, but...
At least he didn't drop the dooski.
He did not, but... Yeah. It's a long shot to get those Metallica tickets for Avery.
Yeah, sure.
Steve, I think it's time for you to crush a dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Avery didn't do great. Hey, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In April 2016, AC/DC announced that which singer would replace Brian Johnson on tour? Yes. Let's Dance was an 83 album by
David
which
Bowie.
Yes. What film's title character is the only one that can see a giant rabbit named Frank?
Donnie Darko.
Yes. Oil wrestling is the national sport of which country?
America.
No.
Canada.
No.
I would hope that it's in Sweden.
No. Oh. Good guess, though.
That would be nice.
Which short story character slept for 20 years?
Is that, what you mean? Cinderella.
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
No.
What was the question again?
Which short story character slept for 20 years?
Oh. Princess Sleepy.
No.
Yeah.
What color blazer is presented to the Masters golf
Green.
Winner? Yes. What is the traditional meat in a Reuben sandwich?
Corned beef.
Yes. What actress shaved her head for her role in the movie Alien 3?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Beginning with R is what deadly virus that is spread to
rabies.
People? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-3. Congratulations, Steve.
Yeah, sorry about that, Avery.
No problem.
There he goes.
Now, he might not win, but that just means somebody else gets to win.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You're going to make somebody else's dream. You just crushed Avery's.
Exactly. Oh, well. Yeah, you're an Avery dream crusher.
He has no one to blame but himself.
It's true.
How many did he get right?
3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, kick a man when he's down, Steve.
Yeah. My bad. Sorry.
While you're playing your championship song. You also suck, Avery.
I like Avery.
Yeah, whatever, man.
But don't blame me for him losing.
Wow. What a way to start a Monday, man.
Yeah, right. Oil wrestling is the national sport of which country? I did like that.
Germany?
There. No.
Vicky knows this because she's always
Spain
doing stuff with oil. Is it Japan?
No.
Russia.
It is Turkey.
Oh, yeah. I would not have guessed Turkey.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. The only reason why I know it is because one of the Street Fighters had a character, like one of the later ones, had one that lubed himself up with oil, and that was part of his like stuff. That's the only reason why I know.
Is that why you asked the question? Are you sure it's the truth?
It is. I am sure it's the truth. Yeah,
I was going to say,
I was watching
a Street Fighter guy who holds himself up. This must be the place of oil wrestling.
If you Google that question, it's the biggest thing that first comes up right away.
Look at you learning from video games.
Yeah, exactly right. The short story character that slept for 20 years. I didn't say fairy tale. I said short story.
Is that Rumpelstiltskin?
No. That was the one who spun straw into gold.
Oh.
A bear?
No. It's a euphemism for a toot.
Fart man?
No. Yeah, sure. Rip Van Winkle. Rip.
Oh, you know, Rip. I always confuse Rip Van Winkle with Rumpelstiltskin. I knew you were on the same boat, but I always confuse them. Yep. All right.
Well, that wouldn't have gotten you a win there, Steve.
I agree with you. I know. I know, but at least I'm glad I was on the right track in my brain.
But, Steve, you did get the win. You got Thank 7 you. Correct.
Yeah, Stevie.
That's right.
So caller 7 is getting Metallica tickets. CenturyLink Field, they're showing up August 9th, and you're getting a pair of tickets right now if you're caller 7. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You want a shot at beating Steve? It's going to come up again tomorrow at this time. And don't forget, later on this morning at 847, another Beat Migs. And, yes, we will be playing for Metallica tickets, too. So be here later on this morning if you want to get that going. Simple as that, buddy. Hey, guess what, Steve? You make fun of me all the time because I live here and the wife lives down in California.
Yes, yes.
Turns out we're trendsetters, okay?
Oh, boy.
We're cutting edge.
What happened?
Joey, don't you say anything. Joey D's running the board today for Danny.
Joey D's nuts.
Your mother and I, Joey D's, we are trendsetters, all right? The trend over the past few decades has been for couples to move in together as quickly as possible, but clearly that is not for everyone. According to a new study out of the University of Missouri, older couples today are doing the opposite. They're refusing to live together. Finds out that when single people over 50 get into relationships, a lot of them aren't getting married or moving in together. They're in a fully committed relationship. They just live separately.
Yeah, but separately, probably in the same city.
Okay. I don't know what they're doing.
I think that would be a major part of the story.
I don't know what's happening.
Or at least in the same state.
The main reason is they like to keep their independence. They're used to their life, their routine. They want to keep all that. But some of them also do it because of the old school stigma about couples living together when they're not married. Wow, that's still out there, huh?
Oh, I bet.
I mean, that's weird to me. It's 2017. Living together is still a stigma in some people's minds.
A 50-year-old probably still has that stigma.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I guess maybe I'm more progressive. I'm just like, you know, come on. That ship sailed a long time ago. But, yeah, there was a time, I remember it was a big deal when I was growing up, when my brother moved in with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And living in sin,
yeah. The researchers say that this can be a good idea, Steve. for couples of all ages to stay separate for a while, since jumping right into living together can sometimes accelerate a relationship that shouldn't be accelerated. It used to be that you wanted to live together so you could see what it was like before you actually got into marriage, because people didn't know what it was like to live with each other until they actually did get married.
Yeah, we didn't. My wife didn't move in with me until after we got married, which was a good thing. I think if she would have lived with me before we got married, she probably would have chose not to get married, because now she realizes she lives with a slob.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm seeing a lot of people my own age where they'll jump in and live together, and then they end up staying together and possibly getting married when they probably shouldn't, because they're like, well, our bills are already together, we're comfortable. I mean, she drives me crazy and he's an a-hole, but whatevs, we're already living together.
Yeah, see, that's not good. That laziness is not a good reason to then just couple. It really isn't.
But I see nowhere in the story does it say at some point you guys should not live together and move into different states.
It says right here, it says, oh, it if does? You really, okay. really, really are in love with each other, you should really live as far away from you as possible.
It sounds like you're reading it right now. You're not even looking at the paper as you say this.
That's right there. It says, the best relationship is if you live in Seattle and the other one lives in California. You are truly in love. You truly care about each other. It's right there, Steve.
I'm looking at the same story. Yeah. I must have cut that part out.
I've got the updated.
Oh, I have the Cliff Note version.
Yeah, I've got the updated.
Let me click on the bigger version.
I have, I went right to the...
Still not there.
Yeah, I went right to the... I went right to the source there.
Okay,
there
good.
You go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an interesting thing. I have to say, if you've got the cash, if she and I were to be in the same state again, and we would be able to live together,
Well, are you at the point now where you don't think you could handle being...
I was noticing yesterday, because Sarah didn't come home. A big surprise. She stayed out all Saturday night, didn't come home.
Walk of shame.
Yeah, so she walk of shame into the house yesterday.
Yeah.
But I knew she wasn't coming home, and I was like, this is awesome. I got to wake up. I have the whole place to myself. I can do what I damn well please.
Now, would it be okay with doing that 7 days a week, or would you like to have kind of a happy balance?
That's a good question. I think it would be nice once in a while to sleep over each other's places.
Okay.
But you know what?
Once a week?
Yeah, maybe, once or twice a week. That's not horrible. It's a tough one because I do like her around, but I also do like my independence. So I'm not sure how I would do that. If I would just want my own bedroom, or if I'd want my own place altogether.
Yeah, I would imagine if you guys ever ended up making it again where you're living in the same home, probably living in separate bedrooms might be good for your sanity, at least at first.
It would be good for her sanity.
Just to kind of get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, it would be good for her sanity because...
The sex swing of things.
Oh, hey, everybody.
I know you have one.
Yeah, not anymore. I got rid of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still have the hooks in the ceiling of the failed sex swing experiment.
Well, you hang a plant from that at least. Make use of it.
Yeah, because you know what? Me walking around in the dark, banging my head into stuff, that would never happen.
Or a pinata. That way, when you bang into it, candy falls out.
I like that idea. All right. Well, Vicky, would you get on that?
Totally.
Thank you. That wasn't racist.
I was going to say, wow. Hey, woman from Mexico, can you get a pinata hanging
look
up?
At her. She's going to get me legit
ones. She's
only
4'4". Like, she can hang that up for you.
We're definitely going to have to call somebody in to help her out with that
Okay.
one. Yeah. But you know she's going to get a legit pinata, Steve, not the lame ones you get at the store. You know Vicky will get one that's legit. All right. I don't know if you heard, Metallica is coming to Seattle on August 9th, CenturyLink Field, and we are going to chat with Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo at 7:17 right here on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. If you missed the announcement earlier, Metallica is coming to Seattle on Wednesday, August 9th at CenturyLink Field. Tickets for the show going on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through LiveNation.com, and you can sign up for the Rockaholic transmission by midnight on Wednesday to get an exclusive pre-sale code.
Ooh. Get those tickets before anybody else.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Very exciting.
And what also is very exciting is you had a chance, actually, to talk a little Metallica with the Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo himself.
It was pretty cool, man. And just a full disclosure, it was recorded a little while back because, obviously, if it was live, we would talk to him about what happened with the Grammys yesterday. But it was actually on a random weekend he was available to call. So picture this. As a huge Metallica fan, I'm sitting in my house in my pajamas in my guest bedroom. with a laptop, a microphone, and my cell phone plugged into my laptop as well. And I'm waiting for Robert Trujillo to call me on my cell phone to do this interview.
That's funny.
It was unreal. It was such a great experience, and he's such an awesome dude. So I cannot wait to see them when they come to town.
And I'm now just going to be thinking about you and your pajamas.
And Lulu. Lulu was a part of it. I don't think you could hear her growling in the background, but she was there.
I don't want to think about that. I'll just, you know what? You ruined the whole image. I was thinking you and your comfy bed. Now you got Lulu in there.
So it's me and Lulu interviewing Robert Trujillo.
Migs.
What's up, my man? How you doing?
What's up?
I'm doing great. I'm pumped to get to talk to you. This is awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. It's been a while.
And we're going to get to see you guys the big show Wednesday, August 9th over at CenturyLink Field.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, that's the whole thing is getting back into, you know, the stadiums in the States and bringing just, you know, all the power of a Metallica show. It's been way too long. You know, thank God this album's doing what it's doing. It's kind of cool.
As a fan, it's a weird thing because, like, I expected it was going to be great. I love all your music, but it exceeded the expectations. I already had high expectations for it. Every time I listen to it, it's one of those records where it started off, I loved it right off the get-go, and each time I listen to it, I get more and more like nerdy about certain parts and fall in love with each different songs more and more. It's just a freaking awesome record.
Well, thanks. You know, I feel that when you put in a certain amount of passion and effort into what you do, you know, like trying things and feeling good about it and finding that connection, you know, with, in this case, you know, of course, Lars, my drummer, and that balance between him and James and nurturing the songs and having them come to life. It's a very special, you know, I feel when that kind of energy and effort is put in, that it can sometimes be undeniable, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes people pick up on that magic, and I feel in a way that that's what's happening. I think there's something special that's developing now, and I'm really picky, you know. I'm not somebody who records an album and I'm automatically, yeah, it's the greatest thing ever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I have my doubts about everything, but I really love what we did, and in the songs themselves, like, I'm discovering things myself that I like about these songs. Some of the songs I hadn't heard. I mean, the journalists had heard the songs before I heard them when they were done, because mixing went right down to the wire, and people were asking me, hey, there's this incredible bass jam. How'd you do that? And I'm like, what are they talking about? And I'm like, and then I finally figured it out.
You're like pulling someone aside, like, can I get a copy of our record? I have no idea what these guys are talking about. I got Robert Trujillo on the line from Metallica, and Metallica is going to be at CenturyLink Field on Wednesday, August 9th. You mentioned something about balance between Lars and James, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the balance between you and Lars, because I'm a drummer, and I feel like Lars is one of my favorite drummers, and I always considered him kind of like a Keith Moon of metal. Like, he's got such a unique style. As a bassist, was it tough at first? I mean, was it tough to lock in with Lars, and was it tough to kind of find that groove with him?
Yes, and I feel we've matured as a rhythm section. I feel that with all the challenges that we've had in just between Death Magnetic and the making of this album, we've grown. When I say the challenges, I mean great challenges, like playing Frayed Ends of Sanity in its entirety a year ago, you know, for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's something that you're not getting lazy. You're like embracing the challenge, and you're growing together within your own music, within the back challenging catalog of some of those deep cuts with Metallica. I think that's great. You know, I had envisioned and hoped that one day we would play Frayed Ends of Sanity or Dyer's Eve, which eventually happened. That was really cool, you know. Over time, you know, I felt like as a rhythm section, we were growing, and now, you know, some of these songs that we've been rehearsing, a song like Now That We're Dead, you know, it's a nice groove, and it's a pocket, and it's simple in that it can't be busy. You know, you gotta find that slot. You know, for me, it's like, oh, everybody says, what's your favorite song? And I'm like, oh, I mean, I love Spit Out the Bone because it's a challenge. But then now I'm like, wait, this song's grooving, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like live, I think it's, you know, it's got, you know, a lot of potential. So, you know, I feel there's sort of a fresh thing that's happening between he and I and the band, and we're growing. I mean, Hetfield is like a drum machine in himself. I mean, he's just rock solid, and he is, I always say, he's like the funkiest metal guitar, you know, rhythm master. You know, he's just...
He's got a very percussive feel to what he does.
He was a drummer, you know, originally. You know, you can sense that there's that drummer in him, in his rhythm guitar playing, in his right hand, which is great, because then there's a great separation when it comes to vocal production. And it's exciting for me, because I now feel like, whether, if you want to look at Death Magnetic as sort of the first creative kind of collaborative experience that we had together, and now we've kind of gone into the second phase of that, and there's more. I mean, I'm like already thinking too far ahead, and I got to stop, because we're going to tour this album, and that's going to be fun.
We're chatting with Robert from Metallica. It's been fun to watch just the way you guys have also just been out there promoting this new record so far. It's been very creative and fun, from the stuff you guys did on Kimmel to Fallon to just everything's just, I don't know, it gives off a vibe like you guys are having a good time together. Do you feel like there's a misconception about Metallica?
Yeah, I mean, you know, since I've been in the band, it's going to be 14 years coming up, and I have seen this sort of, I don't know if it's a growth in terms of how we kind of have fun together, and there's always sort of a looseness, you know? Mm-hmm. One thing I notice is there's like a fun looseness when we put on our instruments. It's like teenagers in the garage again, which I think is one of the key factors in why we do what we do, and it's because we have fun doing it. And in a lot of ways, there's a weird innocence there too, because of course Metallica, there's the popularity and there's all that stuff, and you know, you get to other parts of the universe, and you know, there's this reality check. I love, you know, my son's a skateboarder. I mean, he's a wicked bass player. He's 12 years old, but he skates. He skates at Venice, you know, skate park down at Venice Beach, which is really kind of crazy scene. I mean, you've got, it's multicultural, but at the same time, you've got very wealthy people, and you've got people that are literally homeless. You've got this balance of all this, you know. I feel, for me, it's important for me to be grounded to the earth and grounded to my surroundings, but also connected and grounded to my bandmates. And I feel that one of the qualities in this band is that we really try to have that connection to our fans. So I feel that the Metallica bubble has kind of lessened now, and there's sort of a sense of freedom with our fan base and uniting with them, and just I guess the most important thing, that's what I'm getting at, the bottom line is we're having fun.
Yeah.
We're enjoying each other, and we're enjoying our fans, and we're enjoying people that even aren't our fans, you know what I mean? Hopefully winning new people over. What I'm finding with this new music is that people that were not necessarily Metallica fans are embracing this new music and appreciating it because they feel something.
We're chatting with Robert from Metallica. Metallica will be at CenturyLink Field on Wednesday, August 9th. I saw an interview where you mentioned how at times you feel like you mediate between Lars and James. And I was wondering if that's a mediating a musical thing, or is that like a personality thing? And do you have any fun stories of those times of being the mediator?
It's interesting, because when I first joined the band, Kirk was like the mediator. And then, you know, here we are going into 14 years, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I feel like I've become the mediator now, and not just between Lars and James, but between Kirk, Lars, and James. And and that's an interesting place to be, I got to say. Sometimes it could be, you know, revolving sort of weird personal issues, you know, in any relationship or any team, you know, you have to have, you know, somebody that can kind of help be that happy medium. And it's me, you know, I roll with it. And my thing is anything to help the band on a personal level or on a musical level.
I've always said that even myself, like where I feel like that's a lost art, and that's a sign of a really just an amazing musician, is when you can serve the song. You don't need to. And I think it's very apparent on this record. There are moments where it's just like, you just, like you said, you lock in a groove, and it's unbelievable, and it fits perfectly with what's going on. And like also you mentioned on Spit Out the Bone, where, I mean, there's a mind-melting bass breakdown. Is that something you always keep in mind? Like, okay, I want to make sure I'm serving this song?
Absolutely. What I like about this album is I like the fact that we've kind of, myself and the producer, kind of focused on the artist's simplicity. And the funny thing was, on the last day, officially, I guess, where, you know, the last song was going to be mixed, and that would have been Spit Out the Bone, we had a rehearsal because we were rehearsing for a show. I forget which one. I was flying back home to Los Angeles, and I had about 20 minutes. I had been trying to get together with Greg, our producer, Greg, to try some things on the bass. Lars didn't know. He thought that the song, that, you know, that particular song was done. You know, he was happy with it. It was finished. But Greg Fiddleman and I snuck in the studio, you know, got about 20 minutes before I had to leave, and we retracked half the song doing this kind of rhythmic stuff I'm telling you about, because if we wouldn't have done it, it would have drove us nuts, you know, and that's what we ended up using for the final version. And for the bass, usually people are like, it's just a bass, whatever, as long as it's tight. No, but we were seeking for more. And we did that. And I thought that was so funny because Lars came in the control room in his robe. He's all sweaty from rehearsal. He could not believe we were in there. And producer's going, please just leave us alone. We know what we're doing. We're gonna hit this thing. And he was like, are you effing kidding me? You got to be out of your mind, he was saying. He was completely like, just couldn't believe what he was seeing. We were, we snuck in the studio to try some different things. But that's the kind of passion and the journey that we took, with this. And Spit Out the Bone ended up evolving to one of my personal favorites, you know.
Likewise. So I love hearing those kind of stories. I know I got to let you run. You got a bunch of stuff going on. I wanted to ask one last thing. Also, Metallica, again, Wednesday, August 9th at CenturyLink Field. I'm talking with Robert from Metallica. If you were putting together a Metallica greatest hits record, what three songs would you demand be on that record?
I would demand that Freight Ends of Sanity be on that record. I would demand that Orion be on that record.
Yeah.
And those are deeper cuts, but that's, you know, what I feel. And then it gets very complicated because, okay, I got it. I'll just throw it out there. Disposable Heroes off of Master Puppets.
Hell yeah. I like it. And I love the bass influence on those as well.
That's it.
Well, right on, my man. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to talk to you. And like I said, congratulations on putting out such a phenomenal record, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. And I can't wait to see you guys Wednesday, August 9th at CenturyLink Field, Metallica. That's going to be a blast. Thanks again, Robert.
All right. We'll see you soon. Can't wait.
Take care.
Take care.
About that, buddy, right from your bed.
Right from my bed. I like how it jumped from my guest bedroom. Now I'm in bed with Robert.
Yeah, there you go. That's fantastic. It is pretty amazing that, you know what, with technology, you can be doing interviews like that from anywhere. It blows my mind because it makes it so cool to be able to talk to somebody on their schedule, which is so helpful.
Well, because at that time he was in a different country. So it was like, hey, can you do it this? And it was like, well, I mean, I could do it from my house. And like, yeah, sure. I'm like, awesome. I'm in.
Dude, good job.
Let's talk to Robert from home.
Such a good interview, man. Robert, man, you love talking to people who really appreciate talking to someone who's a fan of their work.
Because,
you know, it doesn't always happen when you talk to entertainers, celebrities, whatever. It's almost like it's a pain in the ass. It's great to hear Robert really, like, is stoked about what he does as you are about what he does.
Yeah, the guy's definitely a fan of playing music. You could hear it in his voice.
All right, so in case you did miss it, Metallica is coming to CenturyLink Field on August 9th. Tickets are on sale this Friday. You want more info? You know where to go, KISW.com.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.